What did you do? Did you start from the beginning, or you?
Well, I'm close to it.
Well, what do you want? Shall we go back to what I told you about last time?
Well, I don't know. Wherever you want to start.
You know, your family combinations are quite extensive when you think about it.
Yeah.
You have a mother and a father, and each one of them had a mother and a father, and there, so there are four families involved in every person, really, because me and my mother and father, and Sarah and his mother and father, and your grandfather and his mother and father, and your grandmother.
I'm not sure there's eight different.
Yes, eight. No. Well, that's, but take. Hey, your mother and father have two, you know. Yeah, there's eight families if you go back to the grandparents.
Yeah.
So take my, me, since I'm the one that's telling about it. I came from a family that was in the part of Norway where there is a great deal of agricultural land, and they raised a lot of sheep there. And then when I got to see Dad, your grandfather's...
my grandfather's? My great-grandfather?
No. Sarah's family, it came from the same section of the country, only in the... His was in the northern part, and mine was in the southern part. And there are two farms that belong to one to me, to my family, and one to his family.
Yeah.
Now I'll tell you about my family. They lived in this place near the town or the city of Egersund, E-G-E-R-S-U-N-D. And that's the port. And the farm, of course, was inland and up away from that, and it was in the section where there is a river called the Tengs, T-E-N-G-S, Tengs River. And so the family had the name Tengsdad, T-E-N-G-E-S-D-A-L, Tengsdad. And the farm is in a place called Bjerg. Same, B-J-E-R-K-R-E-I-M, Bjerkreim. So one day last summer, I was sitting here and four people came up to the door, and they were strangers to me, and I asked who they, if they wanted to see me, and one of the men said, yes, this gentleman wants to speak to you. And so that gentleman, who was a middle-aged man, said that his name was Reyer, R-E-I-A-R, Reyer Tengestad, and he was from Bjerkreim. And of course, immediately, I realized that he had something to do with the old farm where my grandfather had originally come
this,
from.
This is the farm that you...
Yes.
The first part of the accent.
Yes. And so, these four people, with this man, Tengestal, and his wife, and his son, a 16-year-old young man, and then a friend of theirs who worked in Ballard but lived in Edmonds. He had brought... They had found my name in the telephone book, and... No, they had gotten the address from Leif, my cousin in Norway, and they couldn't find my address, my name in the telephone book, because they were looking for the wrong spelling of Sikvaland. So we chatted a while, and very exciting to have him visit. He was going to stay in the Seattle area for a few days. And then he was going on to North Dakota, where his brother lived. And so I arranged that they should come back later on in the week for dessert and coffee, and bring the wife of the friend who lived in Edmond. And so that's what happened. So then that night, I had asked Herman to come, and had asked Borkill to come down, because the lady off street couldn't speak English, but he spoke English very well. And what happened was that they had the farm in Bjerkreim, and they had an extra little house that they had built there called their sort of retirement home, a little, sound like a little log cabin, and that they rented out to a company that was bringing over two families to do a study of some sort, was it on power or what, I don't remember. And they, so this man, Mr., what's his name now? Morgan. This man was in Norway for 7 months with his family, and he lived in Reyer's house during that time, and got very well acquainted with Reyer and his family, and had a lot of trips together, and had spent holidays there, and so they were very, they were the host for Reyer and his family now that he came over from Norway for this visit. Reyer had with him a little wooden bowl that he had made, which was made from an old dead pear tree that had been on the farm, and he gave it to me, and I was very pleased to have this little memento of the Bjerkreim farm. The farm is a dairy farm. I think they have about 20 or 30 cattle, and they have a very modern setup with machines for milking and everything like that. Uncle Dick and a cousin of ours, Morten Jonasson, who lived in Bergen but is now dead, had been there to see the family before Reyer's father died. And Reyer remembered Uncle Dick, and Morten knew Morten well, and knew Liv, Morten's daughter, very well. Now, Reyer said he had a family tree worked out, and he would send me a copy, which he did. And Sigrid and I went over that, and we find that some of it is very interesting, and some of it is not correct. But it seems that this family, had Amund or Ormund was one of the names that went through, and Rasmus was also a name. So the original Rasmus Ormundsen had 11 children, and of these, one of those was named Jonas, and he was, I think, either the last or the next to the last of the crew. So when the time came to divide the farm up, it was divided between two of the older boys, and Jonas was told that it would be better for him to go to the city to learn a trade. So he went to Bergen and became an apprentice shoemaker, and so Jonas was my father's father, and when Jonas came to Bergen, he didn't want to be known for a country guy, and so he wasn't going to go around and say that his name was Jonas Tengestad, so he said his name was Jonas Amundsen. Amundsen. Amundsen, A-M-U-N-D-S-E-N. And so that was all right, because that was his father's first name, Amundsen. I think I got that mixed up. I said it was Rasmussen, Amundsen, but his name was Amund Rasmussen. And so so when my father, Jonas, married Gertrude Hermansen, her father had been a seaman, and he had died while very young, and there were several children, and my father would tell about his various aunts and uncles that he had. But anyway, Jonas Amundsen married Gertrude Hermansen, and you know, she, and they had six boys and two girls. One of the girls died in infancy, so they had one girl and six boys, and the oldest girl, the girl's name was Inger, I-N-G-E-R, and the oldest boy was Herman, H-E-R-M-A-N, and that was my father. Then he had a brother named Amund, and there were twins, and two boys, Ulla and Theodore, and that's three, and then there was a boy named Rickard, that's where Uncle Dick got his name, that was four, and Christina, and Edward, that's five, isn't it? Herman, and Amund, and the twins, and Richard, and Edward, and that's right, that's six of them. So when my father learned, he was trained as a tradesman, as an artisan, and he went and learned sailmaking, and he was a sailmaker. He learned that in the sailmaking shop of his uncle, whose name was Hermansen. So then when he took out his citizen's papers, he had to give his name, and he took the same name that his father had for a surname, Amundsen, because his father was an artisan too, a shoemaker, and so he had the right to take his father's name, which was Amundsen, and his name was Herman Amundsen. Then when the boys came along after him, they decided that they didn't think Amundsen was such a good name, so they took the name Jonas and added an S-E-N to it, and they were the sons of Jonasen. So therefore, I have uncles and cousins whose name is Jonasen, and they're all first fully related to me, but they had chosen, their father had a different name from my father. So that was the story about how we got our name. It's now you're going to push the button.